All right, welcome to the Hot Coffee Roundtable for Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zwelling from Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Last podcast, we talked about the first thing you should do when buying a home. Here's the second thing you need to do. When considering on buying a home, most people go on Zillow or Realtor.com and they start their search. And they look for, you know, the perfect home, with the perfect lot, the perfect schools, the great granite countertops, the in-ground pool, the furnished basement, the architectural roof, and all kinds of other amenities that are out there. They fall in love with the home. They think it's the greatest thing. But what they don't do is find out how much their buying power is. And that's when the rubber meets the road, and a lot of people fall victim to that sticker shock of how much homes are in today's market. When people call me on the phone and say that they want to buy a home, the first question out of my mouth is, have you talked to a mortgage consultant regarding your buying power? Most people say, no, they haven't. And that's okay. Again, I give them two, three names. Because again, I want them to shop around for the best rate, someone who communicates with them well, someone that explains the information and answers their questions in the way that makes sense to them. I put myself in that situation because I don't want the buyers to look at homes that they cannot afford. And also I want buyers to not leave money on the table in case they could afford more. So it's a twofold, in fact. Now, a lot of people believe once they see that home on Zillow, on Realtor, on whatever site that they go to, that it's really hard to unring the bell. And what I mean by that is if you look at a home that has all these phenomenal amenities, and then you see the price of the home, and then you find out how much you can afford, you're, again, in sticker shock. So now, the reality check is you are pre-approved for a certain dollar amount, which doesn't match up a lot of times with the homes that you were looking at. And now you have to readjust your search. You have to come to reality, so to speak, or you have to make some other financial adjustments, either talk to your parents, get a gift, do something different to offset that dollar amount. Now, if you can't do that, and you have to go with the price that you are pre-approved for, a lot of times I tell people you can't unring the bell. Because again, those homes that you're now looking at a different lower price range will never match the expectations of the home that you were looking at previously. And a lot of people just say, well, I don't like the home. You know, it doesn't match my needs. My question for them is, does it not match your needs or does it not match what you were looking at previously? So again, my next step for people is to get them to come into the office and sit down and do a buyer consult and basically go over the real estate process as a whole, explain to them the timelines, explain to them the paperwork, explain for what I think they should look at when touring a home, how they should tour a home, things they should say, things they should not say, things that matter and things that don't. And again, we do a needs assessment, you know, the must-haves or some of the nice things that you want, but are not deal breakers. As we go through the contracts and the disclosures and just really create a timeline of how the process is going to go and explain to them what a multiple listing services and that MLS sheets look like, things to look at on those sheets. And again, this sets people up. And again, I take usually about 2 hours to sit down with clients. And I know there's agents out there and there's even some clients that are like, why so long? And I say, you know, it's interesting because you always find time later on in the process to ask those questions. This way, if we lay the groundwork out for the process, we can always go back to it, but it's a shorter conversation. It's something that is less of a big deal because, again, we talked about it previously. Educating buyers in today's market is super important. Again, whether I work with you or I stop working with you, you're going to be out in that marketplace, and you might even be a person that I'm working with on the other side. So for me, educating buyers is something I enjoy doing, and I think it's great for the market because an educated consumer is our best customer. And if you remember that line from a certain place called Sims, that was their tagline. But I think it's a great line because I think you want educated consumers. Too many people buy emotionally. And again, it's hard to do that in today's market. Again, understanding what a buyer and seller's market is. A lot of people don't know that. And again, right now, we are in a seller's market, which means basically there is not as much inventory are there buyers. More buyers creates demand, which raises prices. A lot of people believe that they can go into an offer if a house is priced decently, and they can go in with a lowball offer. And I laugh because, again, I say sometimes the deal price might just be the list price. Very rarely do you see someone buy a home for $200,000 and they go in at $175,000 and the other side counters, you know, at $190,000 and you finish at $185,000. Those days are over with. Again, if you see a home that's on the market for a long period of time and you see what they would call DOM, days on market, a lot of times I tell clients it's price or condition or a little bit of both. And again, it seems to hold true. And a lot of people say, well, it's been on the market for a while. We can probably whittle away, you know, and get a better price. That might very well be true, but you don't know the seller's reasoning for why they're selling the home. And again, they might think that they have to have this price and they're holding steady because they have to net a certain amount, which really doesn't mean anything. And a good listing agent is going to explain that to a seller, saying people will pay what the market will bear. And I understand that, you know, buyers have this back and forth in their head, and it's difficult for them. So again, going into the market educated, knowing the kind of offers you need to put forth, writing a clean contract. It's one of those things that I always tell clients. And what does that mean? Clean contract is not asking for a cracked light plate to be fixed, for a room to be painted, for them to be different timelines outside of the normal 60-day closing. In New York State and in upstate New York, we have a 60-day closing because, again, we deal with attorneys, not title companies. So it's a little bit longer to do title search and survey. And again, that process is part of it. If it's a cash deal, it could be 30 days. When we start to change those timelines, we make them shorter or longer to appease the buyer or the seller. We also have to look at the fact that there is a bank and an attorney on both sides, and both of them have to align with this. So sometimes that unrealistic expectation is a problem for both sides. So don't be in a hurry to get into that home. Again, have that contingency. I tell people when they buy a home, the closing date, and I call it a baby due date. They laugh and they say, why? And I say, well, it's a baby due date. I said, because if, say, for instance, someone is going to have a baby and they say, well, my due date is December 1st, very rarely do they have that baby on December 1st. It could be before, it could be after. So we have to play it by ear. We have to wait for the banks and the attorneys to get their ducks in order and to get stuff together. So I tell people, listen, if our closing date is on this set date, don't order a moving truck for that date. Don't do anything. We wait until we get a hard date. When we get that cleared to close, we get that hard date, that's when we can start to make the schedules and the adjustments. Too many times, too many people are so hell-bent on getting into that home that they're really don't care about what was said, because again, their emotion trumps logic every step of the way. So again, understanding realistic timelines is important. When moving into a home, you also, you know, we walk through homes and I tell people, hey, listen, let's look at not the paint color and the color of the rug, but the structure of the house. I talk about the top, the middle, and the bottom of the house. Those are the three most important components. Top of the house, meaning the roof. If the roof's in good shape, still has life on it, isn't falling in or leaking, that's a good thing. The middle of the house is mechanics, your hot water tank, your furnace, your central air system. Those are the type of, or your electric box as well. If those are in good shape, have been maintained, and they're not in bad shape, that's a good thing as well. The bottom of the house is if you are in an area that has basements, that it is structurally sound, it's not leaking. And again, even if it has small cracks and leaks, those are easily rectifiable things that can happen over time. But again, we see people that see a small crack in the basement, and or an inspector will call something out and be an alarmist. And a buyer, first-time home buyer, doesn't understand what they're looking at, and they get very nervous. Not to say that it couldn't be a big problem. Anything can be a big problem if it's not taken care of or maintained. But again, if that top, bottom, and middle of the house is in good shape, you're off to the races. Cosmetically, you can look at a house and say, I can paint it. I can change the rugs. I can put new flooring in. The trim is beat up. I can fix the trim. That's not a big deal. Those are the type of things that are correctable. And a lot of people cannot see past those kind of aesthetics. And again, in this market, you might have to look at some ugly to get to the good. And again, some of the younger buyers that we have in the marketplace don't want to do any work. Now, that's not to say everybody, but a good portion of people just want to move in. And that's okay. But again, a house that comes structurally sound and pretty comes at a higher price than a home that's structurally sound and may need a little bit of cosmetic work. So keep that in mind. I also talk to clients, and when we're in the living room of a home, I have them look out the front window. And I say, remember this, you're not just buying the home, you're buying the neighborhood. So again, if your house that you're looking at to buy is beautiful, and the backyard is beautiful, and the front lawn is beautiful, but the house next door is in disrepair, and the grass is super high, and there's dogs barking, and the roof is caving in, or it's too close, that's going to affect your value down the road. So remember that. Again, most times we only have 30 minutes to walk a home. So again, look at the things that matter most. Again, a lot of times we don't have a second chance to look at a home because homes are selling that quickly. So again, take some pictures, take some notes, and then we can review. We never talk about the home inside the home for a lot of reasons. Number one, people are always listening. There's video devices, there's Ring doorbells, there's all kinds of things that are out there. So we want to make sure that we talk about the home in private, away from the home. Again, if you don't like the home and you're saying something bad, you could offend the seller. And if you revisit that home to buy it, they may remember that and it may not go well for you. Again, buying a home is very emotional. And remember, even if you don't get the home, you know, it's not a big deal. We can find another one. And I always tell clients that are putting an offer in, what's the worst can they say? No? Well, then we move on. I also believe that if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So that's the second step of the process of buying a home. And again, we'll get into more of it when you do put an offer in and what that offer looks like down the road. That's all the time I have for now. Hope you like what you heard. I'm Jason Zwilling with Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Talk to you soon.